This morning, I'd like for us to reflect a little bit about this new year. Some of you probably have started taking things down. It was interesting, Cleone, that you decided to leave things up. And in fact, I thought you could have done this introduction because think about it. We often talk about putting up Christmas and taking it down. What a thought that you put up and take down Christmas. But we do. We're talking about decorating. Is the tree down yet at your house? How many still have the tree up? Okay, there's quite a few. Cool. Decorations. Who has all of their decorations down? All right, there's a few there too. How many of you keep your cards all year long? Wow, there are a bunch that keep them. There is a time limit for me. I go so long and then the cards disappear. I like them. I like setting them out. Janet sets them up often, very often, where we can see them. You can walk over, open them up, and read them again, sometimes to just glean a little bit more, reflect a little bit more about a relationship that you have with that person, maybe to try to kind of mentally, emotionally connect with what they said to you, what those personal comments or notes that they made. But this next holiday that we're kind of celebrating today pulls us along and almost out of our Christmas reverie and reflection and celebration, this New Year's. It tends to move our minds forward from Christmasing to what's next, the big question, what's going to happen in this next year. One woman that probably never had Christ's birth far from her thoughts was Mary, and for obvious reasons, because she was there when he was born, and she and he were linked by miracle. But there's some behaviors that Mary had as well that I think kept his birth to the fore in her mind. There were some things about her that are exemplary for us, that kept her close to the mystery and to the implications of his birth. Would you turn with me to Luke chapter 2? We're going to look at verses 15 through 20. And let's see what Mary did that could also be something we do as we enter this new year. Those of us who desire to be God's people, those of us who desire to grow in an understanding of God's will and God's ways. Beginning with verse 15, it reads, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told." Now there's some underlined, bolded words here in this text that I'd like to focus on. And it's first a contrast. "And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said." They were amazed. It had to have been remarkable news. But it's possible that their amazement, and very likely that their amazement, waned. And they thought, that was interesting. Guess I'll go back to work. And that was about it. There's a word, a three-letter word, but, Mary, and that word, but, is intended as a strong contrast between what goes before and what follows. It's meant to emphasize the fact that there's a difference between wondering for a moment and wondering for a lifetime. This is what Mary did. She treasured up these things, it says, all these things, and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen, and it was just as they had been told. When Mary pondered, let's take a look at that. She pondered after the shepherd's visit, saying she treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. Of course, some of the things that she had to have treasured was this amazing story that the shepherds themselves had just told her. We were out there in the field, and you can't believe what happened right in front of our very eyes. And we were told you'd be here, and here you are. So that certainly had to have been part of that. The way this reads, some have translated it this way. Instead of just treasured up these things, they say it this way. She kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Or another way of saying it is, she was keeping together every word. There's a sense that it was an ongoing process in her life. It was something that didn't just happen at one point. It wasn't finished, but there's a sense that this was a pattern. This is something that she developed over her life. So you could say she was keeping together every word, or she kept on keeping every word, as another translates it. One other person says it this way. She kept thoroughly every word. One person, Bible commentator Robertson, thinks she may have actually written a record of these things that had happened to Jesus, a baby book of sorts. Now, when you think about Luke, who is a historian, writing these words, you have to wonder, okay, where in the world did he get this story? Or where did this story come from? And very likely, it points to Mary and Joseph, that they're the ones who told the story of his birth. There's even one painting of Luke sitting with Mary, drawing a picture of her, as it were, and two people standing outside as if they're talking, and the outside picture is Mary and Luke speaking about the birth of Christ, and the inside picture is where he gets drawn into the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, and she is actually in that picture, the inner picture, holding Christ, the child. It had to have been probably Mary, perhaps even Joseph, who told this story to them. It was part of her treasuring, keeping all these things, pondering them in her heart. There's a little bit of difference. The word treasure means to hold, to kind of count as valuable, it's some of the favorite things that you think about when you treasure something. Pondering has a little different sense to it. To ponder something means you lay it out periodically over and over and over, and you may in fact put it aside something else, and you think and reflect on the connection between those things, the differences or the commonalities of those things. That's the way the word ponder is used here. So here's a person who kept all these things in her heart. She remembered, intended to never forget. And she also took them out periodically and looked them over and thought deeply about them. And here is, I think, at least one thing that we could do when we think about the new year, becoming more reflective people, is that this level of activity is much deeper than we usually engage in. We may quickly fire up a prayer to God. We may zip through a passage of Scripture as we study and close the Bible and say, I've done my devotions. But Mary wasn't doing that with her life. Mary's the kind of person, I think, who went deeper in her relationship with God because she was a thoughtful person. There were things that had happened to her that she literally treasured. When you think about how God has been at work in your life, do you have those things? Could you list? Do you have a treasure list? Things that you think, ah, you were there. You really came through. You led me. You guided me. You showed me something that was way beyond my puzzlement. Showed me a solution and an answer. These are part of the God moments that we could treasure in our own hearts. Ways that you spoke to me in the past. Even as we think about our future, we could ponder, as she did, lay one thing beside the next and say, God, you led this way. Are you at work in my circumstances, in my life, in a way similar to that right now? Is there something that you wanted me to learn from what happened before about what is today and what is now? She pondered all these things in her heart, literally laid them side by side for comparison. She joined the words that she had received from the angel Gabriel firsthand, probably, and compared them to the words that she received from these people who'd just shown up. These comparisons become food for high expectations about how God is at work in her life and for the joys of her mother's heart. And we too, I think, need to think deeply about the significance of Christ's birth for our own sake. It can't be something where we take Christmas down again and just walk off into the new year asking what's next. What are the amazing implications of this Christ event for me? What kinds of transformation does he have intended for me? In our time, we don't meditate so much. We don't spend time like this. You have to have something like maybe a motorcycle wreck for God to slow you down and get you to think. People sometimes even seem suspicious of meditation, as if it were some mystical New Age thing. It's just borrowed from our tradition. As Thomas Merton said, true contemplation, I think like Mary did here, is not a psychological trick. It is a theological grace. It is where God's Spirit begins to work in our spirit, and we pause long enough to let the truth sink in to our souls. It is time where in our minds we turn the truth round about and we see its application for our lives, and we, with our will, say, yes, that's exactly what I want. Mary pondered these things. She did it not only here after the shepherd's event, but she also pondered after her 12-year-old son taught in the temple. This same word appears in Luke chapter 2, verse 51. I'll read from that. Luke 2, starting with verse 41 through 52. Each year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends, and when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this?" Doesn't that sound like a mother? She took it personally. "Why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Here again, she kept all these sayings in her heart. Probably this story was again supplied by the parents for Luke. His mother kept all these things in her heart. I don't suppose it was just a private journal either for Mary. I imagine it was a compilation of things that she would periodically take out and share with her son. "Did you know when you were born?" Why wouldn't she do that? And over time, it must have been some of the things that began to build into Christ, that dawning awareness. "I have a call from my Heavenly Father on my life." As early as 12, you see that. His father, earthly father and mother, are standing in front of him, and he's talking about his Heavenly Father to them. Already he had an amazing sense of who he was and what he was to do and whose he was and who he belonged to. We can, I think, do the same thing by being thoughtful people, reflective people, as we get swept up into our part of God's story with us individually, as we ponder and reflect, lay things side by side, we'll have a treasure from which to share God's work in our lives, to share that with others, to those who are in our families, those who we befriend, those that we work with. We'll have a treasure of God's work, a treasure store from which to share. And I believe surely it will make a difference. There are times when particular people gifted by God, led by God, come alongside you. You've probably experienced this, and they've shared God's vision of some things that they have, how they see things, impressions they have, maybe even of God's work in you, and it makes all the difference. I think you are making some amazing contributions in the lives of our young people, both as parents and as a congregation. I get to work with them on Wednesday nights. I get to hear some of the things that come out of their mouths. I am stunned. I wasn't there in high school. There have been times when Luke has come back and said a few things and has been so spiritually tuned in to where God's Spirit was moving that it nearly took my breath away. I don't know that you've had much of the benefit of knowing that, but it has given me such joy to see your passion to love God. We can be
such help to people if we will become people like Mary, people who go a little deeper than just taking Christmas down, but move on into saying, how is it, God, that you've been at work in my life? I've been periodically trying to do that this last year as I've listed blessings in my life, seeing where God is at work and sharing sometimes that perspective. And I don't know how many times people have said, you know what, I kind of needed that bump, that encouragement to begin to look at life in a more positive way. And I'm so glad that you have started sharing that. Well, that's a simple enough thing to do, to just sit down and in an evening reflect on those things that I think God is doing in my life. We have these opportunities to not only grow because of these thoughtful behaviors, but also to help others grow as well. Some of the things she must have reflected on, pondered on, were Jesus' supernatural birth, the things that attended that. He shall become great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. This is a person after God's heart who said yes to what God wanted. If you look at the kind of person that is like Mary, I'd like you to think about some of the characteristics that she evidenced as she followed God. These kind of people who wonder and treasure God's work in their lives are the kind of people that evidence a yieldedness to God. Let it be to me according to your word, she said. You remember those words? The yielded life. They increasingly grow in humility. And I read her words, for God has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. I think she was awed and humbled that God would choose her. They are cleansed even and purified for God's purposes. She says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. These people become grateful people. She acknowledged that when she said, God, this mighty one has done for me great things, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Where does all this happen? It happens in our minds. Surely it happens in our minds as we reflect on how God is at work in our lives, how God is at work in his Son, Jesus Christ, and continues to be at work in his church. It happens in our emotions or in our spirits as we make connections with God's truth, and it becomes owned internally. Our spirit bears witness with what God's spirit is trying to do and say to us in our own lives. That's how it's worked out very often. And it's also lived. It's lived. Jamie, thank you for the reminder that simplicity is something not only that is a grace, but is something that's worked out. It's lived. And that is true for us. There are times when our pondering, our reflecting will certainly lead us to follow Christ in very practical and very real ways. Would you join me in a word of prayer? I'd like to invite our worship team to come up. And let's devote our hearts for a moment as we pray. Someone will be along to pick up your friendship and worship cards in just a moment. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time to look at your servant, the servant that you used very, very well. I pray that these things that we've heard about her, how she would treasure what you were doing in her life, treasure your truth and guidance and presence in her life, how she would reflect deeply about those things, teach us how to walk this path, help us, forgive us for being too shallow, when you have great depths for us to search out. Be at work in us in this new year so that we are able to reflect your glory in greater ways, become more like your Son, Jesus. We ask this in your name. Amen.